Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the first parak of Maseches Shviyas. Today we're going to be learning parak Aleph Mishnah Gimel and parak Aleph Mishnah Dalet. In the previous Mishnah, parak Aleph Mishnah Beis, the Mishnah taught us the qualifications and the qualities of the tree fields of the orchards that a person would be allowed to plow them, to tend to them in the end of the sixth year until Shavuos before the upcoming Shemitah year. And the Mishnah taught us that if it is a field that has three trees per base saw, per 2,500 square feet, they have three fields that are also all capable of producing enough pressed figs that equal the weight of 60 Italian coins. If they have three such fields in a base saw of land, then you would be allowed to plow that field, the entire field, before Shavuos, until Shavuos, preceding the Shemitah year. Now our Mishnah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, is going to tell us that that is true even if the trees in the field are not fruit-bearing fruits. They're simply trees that I might have to use their wood, and so on. Says the Mishnah, Echad Ilan Surak, the Echad Ilan Meichel. Both, when it comes to Ilan Surak, when it comes to non-fruit-bearing trees, let's say I just want to cut the wood, now those trees would apply as well. And, as the Mishnah says, trees that are Ilan Meichel, trees that produce fruit, that produce produce. In both cases, Ro'unosan ki'ilu heim te'ein, and we view them as if they are fig-producing trees. And therefore, im ro'im la'asos kikar devela shal shishimana be'italki, like we said in the previous Mishnah, if they are able to produce enough pressed figs that weigh 60 Italian coins, then Chorshim kol beisa b'shvilan. Then you're allowed to plow the entire field just because of those three trees that are planted on that field. However, pachos mikan. However, if it would produce less than that fruit, if it was a fig tree, then ein chorshin lehem ela litzarkan. Then, like we said in the previous Mishnah, then you'd only be allowed to plow around those fields directly under the branches and giving a person enough area to be able to go with his basket and collect the fruits and collect the potential produce on that particular tree. But we see from this Mishnah that it applies not only to fruit-bearing trees, but it applies to non-fruit-bearing trees as well. And we can review them as if they were fig trees for the purposes of how much it would have produced if it was a fruit-bearing tree. Okay, now we're going to begin the Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dal. It says the Mishnah, Haya echad ose kikar devela ushnaim enosin. Let's say you have a field where one of the trees does produce the kikar devela, the right amount that you need, but shnaim enosin. But two of the trees that you're talking about on the field, they don't produce the requisite amount of figs. Oshnaim osin, or let's say two of the trees produce the amount of figs that you need, again, that are the size of the 60 Italian coins. But one of them doesn't produce the amount of figs that you need. Says the Mishnah, Ein Chorshin Lehem Ela Litzarkan. Like you keep saying, then you wouldn't be allowed to plow that field except for the areas directly around the field, again, under the branches, and giving the person enough area to collect and to pick the fruits during that sixth year. However, says the Mishnah, Atchihu Mishlosha Atisha. That rule about you requiring the trees to produce enough figs that would weigh 60 Italian gold coins, that's if you have three trees in the field, to nine trees in the field. However, Hoyu Asara, but if you have 10 trees in a Besa, or Me'asaru Lamal, or you have 10 trees and even above, more than 10 trees, Bein Osin, Bein She'in, and Osin, whether they produce the amount of pressed figs that would equal the 60 Italian gold coins or not, Chorshin kol beisa b'shvila, you would be able to go to plow the entire field, because obviously if you have all of these trees, even if some of them are smaller, some of them are bigger, they don't all produce, or even three of them don't produce the amount that we've been discussing until now, you would still be allowed to plow the entire field, because again, we're going to assume that the beisa of land that we're talking about gives all of those trees nutrients, and therefore you're allowed to plow those fields until Shavuos of the sixth year, before the Shemitah year. Now we're going to continue with a pasuk in the Torah that is actually used as the source for this halacha of Tosefes Shviz, at least according to one opinion, this requirement to stop harvesting and plowing your field before the Shemitah year. Says the Mishnah. Shne'emar, as the Pasuk says, Becharish uvekotzir tishbos. It's actually, this Pasuk is actually referring specifically to Shabbos. And the Torah says you have to have Shabbos, you have to have a seventh day of the week that you're resting. Becharish uvekotzir tishbos. When it comes to plowing, when it comes to harvesting, you must rest. Now, as the Bar Tanura points out, obviously, the context of the Pasuk is when it comes to Shabbos, but we don't need a Pasuk to tell us that you can't plow or harvest on Shabbos. We already know that. The Pasuk says in a bunch of places, you can't do melacha on Shabbos, you can't do work on Shabbos. So we know that the Torah doesn't waste a word, the Torah doesn't waste a letter, certainly three words, becharish v'katzer tishbos, that you can't, that you have to rest from plowing and harvesting on Shabbos, that is obvious. So certainly, the Pasuk is not telling you that you can't plow and harvest on Shabbos, which would be obvious. But says the Mishnah, Ein tzarech lomar charish v'katzer shel shviyas. The Pasuk also doesn't need to tell us that you're not allowed to plow or harvest on Shemitah during the seventh year. We know that as well, that you're certainly not allowed to work the land during the seventh year. So what is this Pasuk talking about? Ella rather, charish shel erev shviyas, shu nichnas b'shviyas. Rather, says the Mishnah, what's this Pasuk coming to teach us? The Pasuk is coming to teach us the prohibition of plowing during Erev Shviyas, plowing during the sixth year, Shehu Nichnas B'Shviyas, where we're getting ready to enter the seventh year, we're getting ready to enter Shemitah, V'Katzer Shel Shviyas, Shehu Yotze L'Motzei Shviyas, and the prohibition of harvesting the fruits that grew by themselves during the seventh year, during the eighth year. So on both ends, both in advance of Shviyas, before the seventh year, you can't plow your fields to get them ready to produce during the seventh year, and you're not allowed to harvest during the eighth year the fruits that grew by themselves during the seventh year. There's a certain level of Kedusha that they have, and therefore you can't harvest them. So that's according to the Tanakhama, the source for Tosefes Shviyas, for the prohibition both before and after Shviyas to prepare ourselves. You can't prepare the land for Shemitah, and you can harvest the land that the fruits that were produced during the seventh year. However, Rabbi Shmuel says that he disagrees. He assumes that the Pasuk's contextually talking about Shabbos, and therefore Rabbi Shmuel says that the Pasuk's talking about Shabbos, not Shemitah. What's the Pasuk coming to teach us? Mecharish Rishos. Just like when it comes to plowing, the only time when you're not allowed to plow is when it's a rishos. When you're optionally choosing to plow on Shabbos, that's not allowed. Af katzir rishos. So too, when you're not allowed to harvest produce on Shabbos, when you're harvesting optionally, when you're just looking at fruit that you want to harvest on Shabbos, that you're certainly not allowed to do. However, when you're doing a harvesting which is an obligation, which is a mitzvah in the Torah, that you would be allowed to do on Shabbos. That's what the Pasuk is coming to teach us. Yotza Ketzir HaOmer. It's coming to exclude the harvesting of the Karban HaOmer on the second day of Pesach. We were to harvest the barley for the Karban HaOmer. And even if the second day of Pesach comes out to be on Shabbos, the Pasuk is coming to teach us, Becharish uvekotzer tishbos, the Pasuk is coming to say that you would be allowed to harvest the Karban HaOmer on Shabbos itself. That's what the Pasuk is coming to teach us according to Rabbi Yishmael. But again, according to the Tanakhama, it's coming to teach us, no, that you're allowed to harvest, that you're not allowed to plow your field before Shemitah, and you're not allowed to harvest those same produce after the Shemitah year as well, if the fruits were produced during the seventh year. Quick review: Perak Aleph Mishnah Gimel taught us that even non-fruit bearing trees are included in this allowance for a person to plow the entire field. We view them and we try to calculate how many figs would such trees produce if they were fruit-bearing trees, and if they we calculate that they would produce the 60 mana of the enough pressed figs for six to equal a weight of 60 coins, then it would allow you to plow the entire field. If not, then we would not allow you to plow the entire field, only the area around those particular trees. And then Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet began by telling us that if you have 3 to 9 trees in a Besa, then we have this halakha that you need the trees to be able to produce a certain amount. This amount that is the pressed figs are going to weigh the 60 Italian coins. However, says the Mishnah, if you have between any amount above 10 trees in an area of land in the Besa, then we assume it's obviously an orchard, it's obviously an area of trees, and therefore you would be allowed certainly to plow the entire land until Shavuos before the seventh year. And then the Mishnah discussed, what exactly is the source for Tosefes Shviz? How do we know that according to that you're not allowed to plow the field in preparation for the seventh year, or you're not allowed to harvest the fruits that grew during the seventh year? So the Mishnah quotes a pasuk, Bechar Shavikatzer Tishbos, that you have to rest from plowing and from harvesting, and we obviously know that when it comes to Shabbos, you're not allowed to do that. So what's the pasuk coming to teach us? It's coming to teach us that when it comes to plowing and harvesting, you can't plow in the sixth year in preparation for the seventh year, and you're not allowed to harvest the fruits that were planted, that were grown during the seventh year. Rabbi Shmuel disagrees, but that is at least the opinion of the Tanakam in terms of the source for Tosefes Shviz. Have a great day.